going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Part of the Garden State Parkway is closed, and fire officials have issued mandatory evacuations in Ocean Township, New Jersey, as a wildfire has grown to encompass 8,500 acres. Only 10% is contained. The fire is threatening 1,300 structures, and officials say about 3,000 residents have been evacuated. Multiple shelters have been established, including Southern Regional High School, which is open to evacuees with pets. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. It was like speaking to your grandfather. That's how one local priest remembers the late Pope Francis. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Pope Francis has a wide-ranging legacy noted for his humility and his progressivism. Father Tom Daly is the director of the Catholic Preaching Institute at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Ambler, and more than anything, he remembers Francis as a great communicator.
He's the only pope I know who spent so much time talking about and even writing about preaching. If you look at the Gospels and the life of Jesus, what did he do the most? He talked to people.
And when Pope Francis visited Philadelphia in 2015, Father Daly was struck by the pontiff's groundedness.
All of that attention and all of that excitement all around him didn't seem to affect his smile, his friendliness, his genuine concern for people that he was greeting or talking to.
Father Daly believes that warmth is what made Francis such a beloved figure in Philly and around the world.
It was a person of recognizable global stature who was just there in your midst like a grandfather in a family.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Emotional testimony yesterday from a Philadelphia police officer shot in the head 6 years ago in the Nicetown neighborhood during an hours-long standoff that injured five other cops. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson is following the trial of the shooter.
Maurice Hill doesn't contest he was the one who fired at police on August 14th of 2019 along 15th Street near Erie Avenue. He says, though, it was because he thought there was an intruder and was scared, and he decided to fight instead of take flight. The first police officer who entered the home that day took the stand, tearfully recalling his desperation in wanting to go home to his five-month-old and two-year-old after being shot in the head, the bullet missing his brain by mere millimeters. The officer had to stop a few times to control his sobs during his testimony. Prosecutors say he and a team of officers were trying to secure Hill's home after a warrant was being served two houses away. The cop told jurors that as bullets were whizzing by him and the air became thick with plaster and gunfire, he decided to smash his arm through a window to escape after being shot. He showed the jury the 3-inch scar just above his ear and said about a week or two after the ordeal, he pulled a piece of shrapnel out of his scalp while taking a shower. The defense trying to zero in on why police burst into Hill's home in the first place. Testimony will continue through this week and possibly into next. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey U.S. Senator Andy Kim met with Camden residents yesterday who were briefly displaced by a scrapyard fire earlier this year.
They told him it doesn't feel like anyone cares about their health or safety. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty was there.
There wasn't a whole lot of talking from Senator Andy Kim. He was there to listen, taking notes as a handful of neighbors shared their stories from this most recent fire at the EMR scrapyard, as well as stories from all of the previous fires there.
You know, everybody deserves to be able to have, you know, security and peace of mind when it comes to their health. And just, you know, look, I'm still learning more and more about what's going on here in Camden when it comes to this, but, you know, these stories just shouldn't be happening here.
Portia Simmons was among those who spoke and says she finally feels like someone is listening to their concerns after all these years.
I'm elated and encouraged and hoping that this will begin the process of getting the attention that this neighborhood needs, and I appreciate him being here.
Kim said there's no immediate actions he can take on this, but he's going to continue listening and working with residents who need someone by their side. In Camden, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.